you stop? Remember when I told you that I have an anxiety issue?
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Kind, The Creative and The Chaotic, the podcast taking on the highs and lows of the creative industry, which lets you know you're doing okay. I'm your host, Kelly Jade, and I'm joined by designated sound guy, Wayne Naylor.
Hey.
You all right? Have you had a nice week?
It's been all right.
Yeah. Anything creative going on?
Started writing a feature-length film script.
Awesome.
It's a torturous nightmare. I would not live my life any other way.
That's what I like to hear. But I also wanted to say thank you for everybody listening in again, because it really does mean a lot. Hopefully it's relatable and resonates with you guys, and it's not just my mom listening, because I mean, I love the support, but
yeah,
the crowd.
I'm a little bit wider.
And I guess you're wondering, whose voice is that? Well, today we have somebody who's a pretty big deal, a maverick of sorts in her field. She illustrates legends such as Blondie, Lady Gaga, Bowie, Donna Summer, RuPaul, my personal favourite, but also covers mental health and girl power. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Leah Grace Hart!
Hello!
How are you today?
I'm good. I need to apologise about my voice for the start.
Right.
I am from Romford, guys. I tend to mumble, but don't judge me.
Are you excited to be here?
Yeah, this is really weird. Never done anything like this before, but yeah, it's cool.
Start for everything, right?
Yeah.
Before we start, I have to ask, what made you decide to say yes when I slipped into your DM?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Or it slid. It's a bit nice and slipped, isn't it?
I think they're both pretty slimy.
Fact.
No, I don't know. I've never done it before. I'm always open to doing new things, trying new things. Yeah.
Cool.
You're a bit of all right, so
wow.
thought it would
Thanks.
Be fun. It would be fun.
Saturday, mate.
Yeah, you know.
I feel like you should throw a compliment Wayne's way as well. Looks a bit sad.
Well, like, we did just meet 10 seconds ago, but like, I'm more excited to be sitting here with Wayne, to be honest.
What?
Is
I'll
that what you wanted from me, Wayne?
I'll take it, I guess. I don't know.
So I kind of did a mini intro. Can you tell us a little more about what you do and like when it started?
When it started, I was that weird kid in the corner when I was younger who was just, you could just chuck a notepad and pen at and it would keep me quiet. Pretty loud the rest of the time, but yeah, like I've always done it. I'd like tried to sort of study at school, like trying to, you know, do it in the way that it's going to make me money.
Yeah.
But then I think as soon as I stopped sort of thinking like, right, probably not going to make a lot of money out of this, I just need to have fun with it. So for the last like 2 years, I make myself draw something every day. Like I'm not always in the mood to draw.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like. No, it doesn't always get posted. Like, sometimes it's really shocking. But, yeah, like, I used to go, like, months without even putting pen to paper because I just didn't, like, have any inspiration or, like, look for inspiration or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, I saw on, I can't remember who it was, but, like, another Instagram page and, yeah, they did, like, a 30-day draw thing and like, some of them were, like, you think, why would you even post that? Like, it was pretty shocking. But the point was, is that, you know, it just keeps your brain active and, like, everything that you're looking at, you're putting it, like, you're sort of thinking how you can incorporate it into what you do, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to make a masterpiece every day, but
it's just not the case. Like, you know, I've always been told as well, like, some of the biggest artists have had, like, you know, 3 paintings or like, you know, only 2 or 3 or 1 drawing that people actually like know them for.
Yeah.
So.
And with artists, they mostly get the most famous when they're dead.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, there's hope for me yet, guys.
I mean, Van Gogh. Is that how I say it? I never know with Van Gogh.
I say Van Gogh.
Okay.
But only because I've heard posh people say Van Gogh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. So I've just sort of gone with that. But it used to be a Van Gogh with an F.
I mean, it's more fun to say Van Gogh, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not.
Maybe that's a Burmese name. I'm not sure. Van Gogh. Van Gogh.
Yeah, either way, it was fucking crazy.
But that's the thing, like, obviously we know his paintings, but the first thing I think of is he chopped his ear off, and that is kind of shitty, really, to be known for.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I think maybe, like, leading up to that moment, he was probably like, people are just going to forget me if I, like, you know, throw myself down the stairs. I need to do something a bit out there. An arm is a little bit too much work. Like, an ear is like, you know, that's a bit quick.
But he could have been the inventor of the pratfall right there. Just, you know,
He planned the whole thing. He could have thrown himself down the stairs whilst chopping his ear off, but that would have been a little bit too much. I think he had the right amount of crazy, to be honest.
There's a wide room for error there, though, as well. Like, three downstairs, try to chop off an ear. Oop, eye's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving on. What's the process when you do an illustration? Do you have an idea straight away? Do you look around you and see what's on magazines or TV?
If I'm out and about and I think of something to do, like I did a Valentine's card last year, I think, of Theresa May.
Loved it.
I was in the car with my dad and I was taking him to see Top Gear, and it took us 3 hours to drive there. Like, it took us, it's only an hour drive.
3 hours to see Jeremy Clarkson?
No, it took us like, my dad's obsessed with Top Gear, so I got the tickets for free. I was not looking forward to it. But the traffic in London was so bad that we were in the car for 3 hours. And like, we were just listening to music, you know, moaning, like the usual stuff. But we got all the way there and we, you know, were too late, we couldn't go in. And so all the way on the way back, we were like just chatting about, you know, Brexit was at its height at that time. Mm. And I was saying, like, I was thinking about like doing like a politically drawing, but like, I can never draw anything serious like that. Mm. I just think that I'll always get it wrong. So like, get a bit of humour in there and it like at least is going to appeal to some people. Well, it will appeal to me more. So yeah, had the idea for that in my dad's car, but I had to write it down because I'm the most forgetful person in the world. Mm. But normally, like on the most part, I'll be watching telly and I'll be like, okay, I need to start drawing that now. And then I draw in front of the telly like all the time.
One of your most recent drawings is actually you watching RuPaul in front of the telly.
Yeah, that was
it's
me.
It's like, you know, it's like when you go into a higher self and you look down on yourself.
Yeah.
So that kind of
moment. I should have actually drawn the sketchbook, but didn't think of that. But that was literally like the setting.
Also, I just wanted to go back to the Theresa May one. For people that don't know, because Wayne doesn't know, what did it say again?
Oh, yeah. Let me get it up. I'll show Wayne. It said...
so excited.
It's brilliant.
It said... So I'll explain the image first and then I'll lead up to the slogan.
This is radio. Can't show any images.
No, I mean, like... It's just basically a picture of her in a really ugly tartan dress.
Standard.
There you go. Holding Valentine's balloons in amongst a lot of wheat. And it says, "You're the naughtiest thing I've ever done."
How good is that?
Oh, that's good.
I'm sure that got a lot of love as well, didn't it?
It did get a bit of love, yeah. I think, you know, it helps if the subject... like that you're drawing has a like a comical, like her facial expressions are very like cringe. So it was like to put a, you know, a caption like that above her, like it's always going to be funny even if the drawing's shit. So,
and do you have any favourite pieces that you've had? I feel like that's probably one of them.
It's not actually.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's not my favourite, just because a lot of the stuff that people ask me to do, like if it's stuff for like, you know, like posters for events or like bands or whatever, I'll like draw it by hand, scan it all, and then render it and edit it on like digitally. Mm-hmm. But my favourite stuff that I've done is just like purely hand drawn, like a bit old school like that. Like I don't know. The ones that I've just sort of, I'll show you. the first ever one I actually posted on Instagram was like a portrait, I don't even know who it is, but it's of some old school traditional style woman.
Okay.
And I think that's my favourite.
Okay. I'm excited. That's awesome. That's very tattoo-esque.
Yeah, I don't know, I didn't copy it, and now I think it's really hard. Like, when I was younger, I had an imagination like no one. Like, I could just draw from my head, but I find it really hard now to draw from my head because there's so much visually around you all the time. That it's really hard to, like, just draw from your own mind. Yeah. Like, you're always going to take stuff that, like, you've seen on social media already, and, like, you don't want to copy anyone else's work, and, like, you know, that's a struggle with social media and, like, artists, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen, even from this time last year, your followers have definitely gone up. So it's a big part for your art to be seen. So you kind of have to be on there.
Yeah.
But it has ups and downs. Like, certain things, like, it'll be great if a celebrity catches hold of it, because then obviously they'll post it.
Yeah.
And then you get more followers. But then you're putting your art out for free, and then you might not get credit. And like you just said, people copying you. Have you had anyone take your work?
Yeah, like, I have. Really? Yeah. Yeah, my friend tagged me in, like, another, and it was really, like, it wasn't as annoying, because it was, like, a really, like, you know, I'd never heard of the clothing brand before, but they were printing it on T-shirts.
What, your actual drawing?
Well, they'd copied my drawing, and it was, like, the one with the hand and the keys.
Yes.
And
that's quite a serious topic as well.
Yeah, which is why, like, it kind of annoyed me, but It's one of them, like, it's really hard to, what do you call it?
Like, copyright an image.
Copyright an image, yeah. Mm. And expensive. And it's just, yeah, it's hard to do that. And especially with social media, the beauty of it is that you could just post it and it's out there straight away.
Yeah.
That's kind of, like, it's a blessing and a curse, to be honest, because, like, I used to always write my name on, like, small in the image. I always used to write Leah Reddin somewhere in the image. I've kind of stopped doing that now because it's just like, you know, I'm confident enough in my own work that if someone else saw it, they'd know it was mine.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good feeling to have.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just, and also, like, if someone really wanted to take it, they could just take it and rub out Leah Reddin. Like, it's not really, like, it's not going to help. But, you know, if you're trying to get a picture of, like, you know, like, Giphy images.
Mm.
Is it Giphy images? Of, like, celebs, and they always have, like, a thing across
Getty.
Getty, see, obsessed with gifts. But yeah, like, it's hard, but, like, you just gotta be out there. You gotta be in it to win it, haven't you?
This is a slight detour, but I would love if you did, like, gifs and moving things of your work.
Yeah,
is that something that you thought about?
Yeah, I'm just really bad with technology.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like, I could do it, like, I could do it if I, you know, did, like, 3 still images with someone in different positions and, like, you know, like, did it like that, or, like, with type and stuff. It'd be easy to do it with type, but, you know,
I mean,
making, like a mini movie or something, no, I couldn't do it.
That movement you just did actually reminded me of Theresa May's dance move, so maybe that would work if it was quite jilted.
That would be a good one, actually, with her walking up to the microphone, isn't it?
Yeah.
To Dancing Queen.
I mean, if you ever do that, I want a small dedication, please.
Yeah, 100%.
Shout out.
Well.
So you have had someone copy your ideas, which sucks. I mean, you said that you didn't really react to it, but does it ever affect, like, not your mental well-being, but does it kind of make you go, oh, well, what's the point if someone's just going
to
take it?
I didn't react to that one because when I saw it, the image, it was blatantly copied. Like, they'd taken my image and they'd, like, digitally traced over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like they'd done that. So, like, all of the lines, like, it wasn't clean lines. It was, like, you know. So I was like, you know, that's fine. That's just a shit version of what I've done. So that's fine. But, like, I remember being at, like, college and, you know, someone literally taking your idea for, like, an exam. And that stuff's really, like, because it's really hard to think of a subject sometimes.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes if you've got it and then you're like, that person's doing it, there's no way of anyone knowing who thought of it first.
Yeah.
So you've got to either think of something better or do that better, and then it just makes what you're doing not fun because you're just trying to beat the other person. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
it takes the enjoyment out.
Yeah, like, and it's not, yeah, it's not fun anymore, which is why I find it really hard to mix. Like, whenever I was doing it in education, whenever I was, like, I enjoyed school, but, like, A-level art was okay, but, like, I went to do art at uni and I just didn't enjoy it at all. Like, it just, I didn't like being told what I had to put on paper. Mm. Just don't really like being told what to do, to be honest.
Facts.
Facts are facts, guys.
I can relate. I can relate.
Yeah, well, you know, Wayne gets it.
Yeah, Wayne always gets it.
Yeah.
Oh no, that sounds weird as well. Sorry, guys. But
Wayne never gets it, guys.
It's gonna be on my tombstone.
I think the thing that makes it worse, though, because I just can't relate to people that copy somebody else's work. Like, as a creative, I want to come up with my own thing and my own idea. So to do something that I've seen someone else do, kind of like I'm lying to myself.
I had a thing as well. It's really hard, but it's also harder being accused of it because I've been accused of it before.
Really?
Yeah, like really, like, you know, ridiculous because I was a lot older than this person, and okay. I'd been doing my own style like since I was in college, and my art teacher was called Miss Jerome, and she said, like, you've got to really, like, like, you could see that it's your work, you need to hang on to that, because that's what, doesn't matter if it's good or bad, like, it's recognisable. Yeah. So, like, I've always sort of, like, kept the same style. I don't really draw a lot of, like, realism. Like, it's all a bit cartoony. Mm. And usually if someone said to me, can you do me a charcoal nude drawing of blah, 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 then I wouldn't, because it's not, I could probably give it a go, but it's not like what I'm doing, but... A girl had, like, posted something where it was, like, a woman.
Sorry, Leah just hit the table and knocked the microphone, but let's swiftly carry on.
I haven't done this before. I'm a podcast virgin.
It's okay.
I'll be fine. Just get into it, guys. Okay. But, yeah, she put out a picture. No, she didn't even put it out. She put out a picture of a girl in a bobble hat with, like, a circle... like behind her, like it's like a border thing, right? It was pencil drawn on like a paper, like it wasn't scanned or anything, it was just like a picture of paper. Just pure pencil drawing, like doodle kind of thing. My first logo that I did, which I'd already drawn, and the thing that she had drawn wasn't a self-portrait, it was just like a random girl in a bobble hat. But she's got a very, very different style to mine. Hers is really delicate and like thin lines, and mine's always like thick black lines and like, you know, loads of colour. I drew a self-portrait of me, and I was actually wearing the hat. I had a grey hat with a yellow bobble. And, you know, I really don't like drawing like whole bodies. Like, I just like stopping here. Because arms are hard to draw, and like, so hands, like, if you can avoid it, like, it's just, yeah. And for a logo, like, I just needed that anyway. So I just drew myself. But, and then, she called me out on it and said, like, you've completely copied my drawing. And the thing is, like, she'd just put it out and, you know, she wasn't making any money out of it. I wasn't making any money out of mine. It wasn't, like, anything like that. But that's, like, I got really upset over it. I took it down. Like, I didn't use it anymore. But then after a while, like, I did put it back up because I thought, like, it was completely innocent. Like, I hadn't even seen hers before I'd drawn mine. It was just, they both had bubble hats and there was a circle in it. Like, but the actual style of the drawing was completely different. The subject was completely different. And it was me. And I was literally wearing, like, what I'd drawn. So, but that was really hard to take. I remember that got me really upset. So I was just like...
So did she message you or did...
She called me.
She called? How did she have your number?
We were in uni together.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like a...
No, we were in uni together. Like, we actually, like, knew each other. And she, she just got the wrong end of the stick. But, like, I totally get, like, when I looked at the two drawings, I was like, actually, yeah, okay. They've both got bobble hats on and they're both, like, circles like that. And they've been posted within the same week. So I get it.
Yeah.
But it was completely innocent. And, like, I just felt mortified because I was like, that's a shame because, like, I was like, oh, that I'm quite pleased with that, what I've done. And now I kind of, it's sort of tainted. So I don't, like, it's not my logo anymore. So,
but
yeah.
So you put it back up, but then you took it back down again.
No, I put it up, but I didn't put it as, like, my logo pick or anything like that. I just kept it up because I was like, whatever.
Well, this is frustrating. This is the thing with competition as well. Like, it has so many different levels, and it's frustrating because in some respects it's really good because it pushes you to do more. But sometimes you just kind of go, well, I'm not even copying you, but you're accusing me of doing it, so what's the point, once again?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, because in film it's a bit different because it's almost like film's been going, like, almost every single visual style has been out there, so it's kind of like, you know, if I make a film about aliens, it's like, oh, easy. It's so hard. It's just, like, changing small details and stuff like that and putting your own spin on it. It's like, you are uniquely who you are, and you're going to come at it from that exact sort of same style. You can't sort of think about, like, oh... Because even with that thing you're saying, like, if the two styles are different and it's two completely different looking people, I don't see why there'd be much... anger on that front.
Yeah,
I can get it, but at the same time, it's like, that's a bit pedantic.
Yeah, like, it was, and it was weird because it was, hers was like a, you know, a doodle she'd done in class. Mine was like, I was actually using the image for something. So it wasn't, I don't know. I mean, whatever. At the time, I remember being really upset, but now I kind of think, like, I would never go about it like that. I'm all about, like, you know, artists supporting artists. Like, everybody's having the same struggle, everybody's got competition, and like 9 times out of 10 it literally just takes one image, like, to, you know, I've got one image or maybe two on, it's the Alan Partridge in a pear tree image so Radio X shared it,
awesome,
so like I got like a lot of you know, it got a lot of attention. But every other image that I've got doesn't have any attention like that. Mm. So it's like, it's... But that, again, that was like an idea from my head, which is why I was like, you know... Anyway, I didn't copy you, by the way, if you're listening. it's totally innocent. Thank you.
Can I go back to the people that took your image and put it on a T-shirt?
Yeah.
Did you contact them, did you say? Or did you just leave it?
I think I emailed, I can't remember, but I think I emailed, but then I just, a couple of my friends tagged me in it, and I think after that fiasco with that girl from my uni, I just thought, I just can't be arsed. Like, if it was a case of, if they were literally using my exact image, but I looked at it and it wasn't the same as mine, that it had been, like, digitally traced badly, that again.
Yeah.
And you know, it looked like a scam page. Like, it looked like I'd never heard of the clothing brand before.
So it probably didn't even exist.
I don't know. I mean, that's still bad though. I don't want my work to be associated with that. But like, you know, you get a lot of people that this is why it's hard. Like, when you get an idea, you do sometimes see that, like, oh my god, like that looks really similar to what I was thinking. I can't do that anymore. Yeah. Like, it's, or like Pinterest is terrible. Like, I get so much inspiration from Pinterest, but then it's really hard to, like, not do literally, like, what's on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Like, I had something similar happen this week. I was, like, I had this feature-length film script idea, and I was so excited about it. I kept on thinking about it, and then I saw this trailer. It just popped on my feed, and I was like, okay, cool. And it's, like, Chloe Grace Moretz is in it, and Isabelle Huppert is in it, and I'm just like, I will never be able to make a film in the next couple of years that has Isabelle Huppert and Chloe Grace Moretz.
I mean, maybe if she listens to this.
I was so angry when I was watching the trailer. I was like, oh, it looks good as well. Fuck.
Why is it going to be good?
Oh, I almost threw my laptop across the room.
I mean, you do have us too. We're superstars of our own right.
That is true.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Like, the idea itself is kind of a bit... It's a bit... It's a,
Yeah. Wayne makes a lot of noises, by the way, as well.
Yes.
I liked the as well.
So, what did I want to ask next? Do you think it's harder for artists now, or is it the opposite? Because when your work's out there, everybody gets to see it and everybody always has an opinion. And now they can express that opinion.
I think it's much harder for artists now, but not because of that. I think it's much harder for artists now because all the best art, just like all the best films, all the best TV programs, like, it's all been done. And it's really hard to, like, be relevant now because, like, everything's, you know, anything that is, like, amazing has already been done, and any ideas that you have, you know, millions of other people on Instagram, which is where you're doing your promotions, they've already done it as well. And it's like, which is why I think as soon as you sort of just start doing it for the fun and not for the money and not for, you know, don't, if someone says I'm going to pay you, like someone said to me, I'm going to pay you 300 quid, but you've got to draw like a massive, like,
what are you gonna say?
Penis. Oh. On like
she was on, gonna say it.
I don't know, like if it was that, I don't want my parents to see that I've drawn that. Like, I don't know, like obviously like I could probably do it for a degree. But like, I don't know, I just think you've gotta get that out of your head. I think people sort of run with that sometimes and it doesn't create their best work, so but yeah, it's much harder now. And the competition is just massive, so.
I mean, with Instagram as well, it is instant, but it will always reach you. So before, several people over the world have the same idea, but they'll never know someone else has done it.
Yeah.
Now, it's...
Oh, you can just search the hashtag, and there's... Like,
literally.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough as well, because obviously, going back to what I said about art being subjective, I mean... Have you ever had any trolls or anything like that? Or
I posted a Bowie picture once, and I did put in the caption that it was like, you know, work in progress. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a finished piece. I'm not like my art Instagram is purely like, it's not a finished piece. Like, I put a lot of stuff up there that's like, I know this is kind of crap, but I kind of want to put it up there to hear people's opinions. Mm-hmm. And then, like, yeah, you get the odd person sort of saying, like, that looks nothing like him. Like, what are you doing? And it's like... But then some people are like, they really like it. Art is completely subjective. And I think for a long time, that's why I didn't... That's why I used to go months without sort of putting pen to paper. Because there's so much pressure for people to like it.
Yeah.
And as long as you like it, it's fine. Like, there's so many people out there who hate Frida Kahlo and hate Van Gogh, Gogh, whatever his name is, work, or, like, Monet, whatever. Like, some people think it's shit.
Yeah.
But... other people think it's great. Like, it's not. It's so subjective, which is why I like it, but it's why it's so hard.
Mm.
It's not maths.
No. Do you think, does it ever affect your mental health? Because it's not nice to get messages like that, I'm guessing. Because it can't always be constructive criticism.
Yeah, that's not constructive, just to say, doesn't look like him. But then, I mean, I kept it up. I don't know. I think you need a little bit of that to sort of give yourself a little bit of a... But it's not nice, is it? It's just nice to be nice. I think if you've got nothing nice to say, don't comment anything. And it's a big effort to type a comment out and send it. Yeah. I think it's pathetic how, you know, I've never had like a, you know, I'm not big enough to be like completely trolled. But like, you know, you hear about it all the time. I just think it's disgusting. Mm. It's horrible.
I mean, because I can imagine that it puts a block on a lot of people. You say something so scathing on someone's art, it might stop them from doing it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And art is all about, like, you know, feeding from inspiration. It kind of takes your inspiration away if you're just getting daggers thrown at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Not actual daggers, just...
With this in mind, do you have any tips for anyone wanting to get started or push further into the industry? Like, do's or don'ts or anything that you follow?
Yeah, like, I think definitely draw something every day is a massive do, because it's helped me a lot. I look at my art now compared to stuff that I did, like, you know, 5-6 years ago. And I still like the stuff I did then, but it didn't really mean anything. I was just sort of doing it because I thought people would like it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think just... getting in the habit of drawing every day, it'll make you, like, you'll better your skill, but also you'll just get more used to thinking of ideas and, like, you know, putting it onto paper. It'll just become more of a, you'll become more fluent with it.
I think that goes for anyone in the creative industry as yeah. well. Like, whatever your art is,
yeah,
you just got to keep at it. Even if you yeah. want to, if you're hungover and you just want to sleep.
Then draw yourself hungover. I've got so many drawings of me hungover. It's unreal. Or like I've like the last hungover drawing I did, I just literally just drew a McDonald's cup.
Amazing.
Because it's all I wanted. It's all I wanted was McDonald's Diet Coke. That's all I wanted. But don'ts, I think don't be scared to, like, I draw a lot of stuff that's like kind of feminist,
yeah,
and that gets a, like I have my is it demographic,
yes,
yeah, they're like I think it's 84% women, mm-hmm. so like I've got a massive female demographic, so like I don't get like male haters on there or anything with anything about feminism, you know, or female ones, but like that's kind of putting myself in the firing line a little bit.
Yeah. I guess you use the hashtag.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Which is cool because obviously people following that want to see stuff like that. So that's good. That's like a good way to. It's great that you can follow hashtags now. You never used to be able to do that. But yeah, I think I used to think about stuff that I wanted to like put down on paper, but I used to stop myself because I was like, that's gonna really like rile people up. Mm. But I think like just do it.
You know what? If your art is getting any kind of reaction,
it's
that's
good.
A good thing.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Just fuck a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck them all.
Don't be scared to draw a boob. that's a solid piece of advice.
Or okay. slipper.
Yeah, all that.
So with that in mind, where can people find your work? What is your Instagram?
Handle. Yes. It's Leah Grace Art.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Effective.
There's a T on the end of that. I just find it hard to pronounce them. but yeah, it's all on there. I don't post every day. I think that I used to really try and post every day, but sometimes I just don't have the material. Sometimes I'm just like, that shit, I'm not posting that. So.
Sometimes you don't want to go on Instagram.
Yeah, sometimes. But yeah, just
that's
find me there.
Place. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure. I hope
yeah,
you had
it's been fun. Yeah, it's been fun.
You've met Wayne.
Yeah.
Badass.
Badass Wayne. It's been a pleasure.
Again, yeah. You're overselling me right here. I'm not a badass.
He's massive badass. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Is it?
Take
is
it,
a bit of all right.
Oh, again. How many times?
Okay.
Well, thank you, Wayne, for being on the show again. My
that's
personal right. Carl Pilkington.
Oh, he yeah. is.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Slightly doesn't want to be here, but it's like, if I happen to be,
yeah.
fine.
Hey, I want to be here.
He
somewhat.
Says.
You need to invent something better than the Pilko pant.
Okay, well, that it's a lot of pressure, but I'll do my best,
yeah.
I guess. If I'm up to it, or I'm not too lazy. I'm probably going to be too lazy.
It's very honest of you. Yeah. I have faith.
Thank you for your honesty, Wayne.
It's misplaced.
And thank you guys, for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
No doubt that Leah has been an inspiration to your daily struggles, but also the bigger picture. And remember, even when stuff gets really shitty, if nothing else, just kill people with kindness. Like, just be positive about your work and
yeah.
keep going.
And,
also, and
it's therapy.
It is therapy.
Like, it's literally the only time. That's why I started doing it. Like, every day was because, you know, I suffer from panic attacks. I get really bad anxiety. And if you can just, like, that hour, I'm literally not thinking about anything else. It's completely therapeutic. So even if the outcome is shocking and you're like, I'm never going to let anyone see this, not even my mum. It's like probably helped you a little bit for that hour, so it's worth it.
Always worth it.
Very true.
So if you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your peers and remember to follow us on Instagram too. What's our handle? At the kind _ the creative _ the chaotic. Can you repeat that, Wayne? So I didn't hear it the first time. You listening?
I don't speak English.
Oh God. And if you have any stories or questions, please do send them over. Well, that's that. We're done now. So, well done. Good Thanks first
for
podcast,
sorry, sorry for touching the table.
It's okay. It's okay.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Can you stop? Remember I told you that I have an anxiety issue?